This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Let's talk today in this quick episode about contribution. Contribution, having a contribution-focused mentality and how that can really get you to the next level in life. I want to start this episode off and center it really on one of my favorite quotes by a man named George Bernard Shaw. And it goes like this. This is the true joy in life. Being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one. Being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish clod of ailments and grievances, complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I want to be thoroughly used up when I die, for the harder I work, the more I love. I rejoice in life for its own sake. Life is no brief candle to me. It's sort of a splendid torch, which I have a hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it over to future generations. Bam, bam! I absolutely love that quote. And it's something, it's a message really that I strive to lead within my own life. It's something that I try to live by, to remind myself that life belongs. If we really want to take our lives to the next level of fulfillment, let's stop talking about everything that we want in the future. And there's a place for that, but happiness isn't in the future. Happiness is in the now. Happiness isn't when you get something. Happiness is what you're doing right now, the process of doing it. That's where the joy is. That's where the privilege is. Being able to do work that sets you on fire and enables greatness in other people. To be of use in life. I love that part when he says, life is no brief candle to me. Right? It's a sort of a splendid torch, which I have a hold of for now and want to make burn as brightly as I possibly can before handing it over to the next generation. Bam, bam. I love that. And to understand that it's my privilege to do for the community at large, whatever I can. And community for you could be, it could be anything. It could be your neighborhood. It could be your city. It could be your workplace. It could be the whole world, right? With the internet, you can reach and impact. I mean, it's blown my mind, the amount of people that I hear from on a daily basis saying that my work has inspired them in some way. I mean, it's incredible to me. This quote is powerful. I actually have it posted up in my library where I glance at it from time to time just to remind myself of how I want to be living my life, to be used for a purpose. That's my favorite part, to be used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one, being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish clod of ailments and grievances complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. You know, the day I read this specific quote was the day that I realized what it means to make a real difference, right? To quit complaining, to choose my own meaning in life, to stop looking for happiness in the future, to love life because I'm alive, and to really, truly want to have been thoroughly used up when my time has come, and to leave this world in peace, to leave a legacy, a lasting legacy, to really make a difference like this, man, it's to understand that it's not about you. It's not about I, it's about we. Sure, the I part comes in where you think about how can I help others? What kind of value can I add to the lives of others? That's how you get rich, by the way. By adding value to the lives of as many people as you possibly can. That's the real essence of the formula of success. Impact as many people with whatever value it is that you can offer that you possibly can at scale. That makes a difference. To really make a difference is to understand that it's not about you. It's about what you can do for others. It's not really you that makes the difference there either. It's the impact, the ideas, the changes that you enable in others. That is what truly makes a difference. And that is the message of this episode. If there were one thing that I would want you to take away from this and act upon, is to ask yourself, hey, how can I make the greatest impact? How can I contribute at an extraordinary level to the lives of other people? Whether that's my customers, my family, or both, whether that's your organization, whether that's an ideal that you have, whether that's a mission you're trying to carry out, how can you contribute with your skills, your talents, your ideas, your products? What can you do to make a positive impact, to contribute to the lives of other people? And how can you do so in a way that truly makes an impact? Go out there every single day, live like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.